Now we have some, how to say, a rebel generation of people that just saw the opportunities by solving the problems. So you can be part of the problem or part of the solution. I decided to be part of the solution and to not just create something new, but also create a new jobs.
My name is Esprit Devorah, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast here in Sarajevo, Bosnia. It's crazy that I'm here. It's in an amazing, amazing, amazing city, and I'm really enjoying the country. And I am here with wonderful women in business. Specifically, we're here to celebrate a woman in tech who built a company called BizBook. BizBook is doing a lot of good things for the community, building a strong team. So we have a special episode where, and I'm sorry for the audio quality, we are in a conference room, but I didn't want to miss out. We have a special episode that has people in the community both using BizBook. It has the founder's team, and it has different partners that she works with. So you could have a full scope of how this amazing Bosnian startup is making things happen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. So go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm Erna Šošević. I'm founder and CEO of BizBook. I'm also a jurist and mother of two. 2 years ago, I had a great job in a great company, but the obstacles I have to deal with in business every day really forced me to create something that will help people in companies, that will save them money and time. So that's how I created the BizBook. I quit my job and started doing it full-time almost 2 years now.
And that's a big risk.
Yeah, especially here.
And what does that mean? Why especially here?
Because we in Bosnia don't have the same conditions than other countries in Europe. It's hard to find a job. It's very hard to start something new because people are not used to innovation. They didn't use the technology. It's just the things that are in USA common here. We are just starting to learn about them. So like when the ATMs just came around, there was ATMs and the line in front of the banks. People really didn't accept the new way of taking money. So that's exactly what I'm doing with BizBook. I'm just showing the people that there is a new way, the better way to do business that we have to just adjust to.
And what does BizBook do? Like, what is the user experience? How does it work?
So every user, it's created for SMEs. Every user creates its own company's profile where they can publish offers and demands of their company. And also we have a product placement section where they can promote their products. So that's the way how they have a direct communication through those offers. And we're just cutting the middleman. So you see the offer, you like the offer, you just send the mail to the company, the message, and start the business conversation about it.
And why take the leap to be an entrepreneur? Was that a really big decision for you?
Yeah, of course, because we are really used to having a job. When you finish your education, you will find something to work on, mm-hmm. and that's what you do the rest of your life. So now we have some, how to say, a rebel generation of people that just saw the opportunities by solving the problems. So you can be part of the problem or part of the solution. I decided to be part of the solution and to not just create something new, but also create a new jobs.
And in order to launch your company off the ground, you needed to connect with incredible partners. And then that's how you came in touch with Alima. Alima, can you talk a little bit about who you are and why BizBook excites you?
So my name is Alima. I'm coming from the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. So that's a program which is global, and we're trying to help startup founders out of Erna and startup organization to actually define their programs and move our countries forward. So what my relationship with Erna was a participant of the acceleration program of our partner organization. And one of the definitely best people that we send out in Switzerland to represent our country, she was a part of the women boot camp. And what is very important for us that she actually brilliantly inspired other women from Vietnam, from Peru, from and our neighbor countries. And also in the month after she got back from that education, she nailed their launch of the platform. And we're actually following her growth, bringing people like you as free here and to inspire people, but also to actually share the knowledge and what is actually, which is hardly accessible in these countries. So that's kind of like my role, but she is the star that we actually are looking after and trying to support her in any possible way.
And then you had to attract an incredible team to support you in building the company and do the operations. What were some of the initial actions you took when you started your company?
The first was to find a team of developers that will build the platform, because I'm a jurist. I don't know anything about technology, especially how to code, or that was all new for me. So when I connected with them, I really learned a lot of things in that area. And after that, I worked alone for a year and a half. I was a sales, the marketing, CEO, CFO, all of it.
Yeah.
But at one point when we earned first money and had first 200 users, then I really saw that I cannot do this on my own. Now I have a sales department, we have customer support, also I have a business developer, and I'm outsourcing a marketing. So I'm still trying to find the best way how to run a company, but it's a start really, and you will already see the results. So in the last 10 days, we have more than 100 companies on board.
That's
so
amazing.
We are doing.
So how did you find your initial customers, like the first customer? How did you find that first customer?
Actually, it's social media, through social media. That was the first thing, because I didn't have any marketing budget. So the logical was to just publish post on Facebook and Instagram and just see what happens. So that's how I actually got my first users. But now we are all over the place, because companies are talking to each other. Some of them made some deals, good deals, so they will just recommend us to other one. And we have more channels how to get our users now.
You talked about how you can't do everything yourself and you're looking to build a team. And we have a couple people from your team here today. Can you girls go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do and how you support her in the marketing endeavors of BizBook?
Of course. My name is Maryam, and I am customer support and sales specialist in BizBook.
Hello, everyone. My name is Aisha. I'm also a sales specialist, how we call it. And I'm also doing the customer supports in BizBook for our customers.
And how did you both find BizBook? How did you find that job opportunity, and what attracted you to that job?
I'm a student of economy. I'm finishing that. And two of my friends was interns with Erna. So they recommended me that. So when I heard the story, I really like it. And I like Erna's ideas, because girl in business in Bosnia is very, that's not uncommon in Bosnia. I just decided that I need the experience, and that BizBook is the right place for me.
And what was your impression on why to take a job with BizBook and why you love working there?
Before 1 year, I work for another company and I study electrical engineering on University of Sarajevo. I heard about Erna and met her, and I'm in love with her and with BizBook because she was brave to start something new in Bosnia, because women here just need to raise child, be at home, and she was really brave and start something new on this area.
And electrical engineering to sales and marketing, that's completely different. What inspired the change?
I'm not changed. I just want to find something new that I can do. Electrical engineering is my love, but this part of sales in BizBook is also something that I like to do.
I mean, it's amazing. And then there's no company if there's no customers. And so I'd love for everybody listening to meet some of BizBook's customers as well. So we have two amazing customers of BizBook. Can you both go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what your businesses are and how BizBook has helped you?
Okay, I'm Sabina Krivdic. I'm a first woman founder craft distillery in Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is produced honey brandy. That's also new product here. And I need a lot of courage for that. And I found BizBook on Facebook and do a little bit research and find out that the founder is a woman. And that was the main reason, because I know how many courage you need, how many self-esteem you need, and that was enough for something cooperation with BizBook, and helped a lot because you don't need a lot of time for find new business partners.
Right,
you can do that during your coffee. So that's. Second reason why BizBook.
And this is a great point. How does BizBook fit into your life? Like, how often a week do you use it? When do you use it? When you think about BizBook, how do you think about BizBook?
Well, when I do have time for social media, then I go email, Facebook, Instagram, BizBook. it's all open. And I drink coffee and do all of that.
I love it. And we have another amazing customer here. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us, like, how has BizBook impacted your business and your life?
I'm Sonia Shkilevich from Authorized Cambridge Exam Center. Well, I started as a small company and offered my students great classes of English language and to companies too, because they need to use English in everyday work. And we had the idea to offer those people also certificates that are internationally recognized so that they can work in other countries too. And I found BizBook, a place where can I network with those companies that need our help to make their people ready for the challenges of entrepreneurship.
And how has BizBook created a more peaceful way of doing business in your life? Like, when do you use it? How do you think about it?
It's easy because you have lots of companies all at one place, and then you can choose who do you need to network to, and it's very easy to find new customers then.
I love it. I mean, you've put together an amazing team. You have incredible customers. What has been one huge challenge that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Well, actually, it was changing a mindset of people who really get used to do the business in one and only one way. And here is to go to restaurant and to drink and have dinner, and then to pay the dinner very expensive. And here you pay a yearly subscription of BizBook, like that cost of that one dinner. So that's what I want to show them, that you don't have to be in restaurant to make a business deals.
And actually, I'm still fighting with that, because there are a lot of CEOs 55 plus that are running great companies, but they just cannot accept the new way of doing business. And that's the challenge.
And where would you like to see BizBook a year from now?
Well, we really want to go regionally, so to take countries around us like Croatia, Serbia, Macedonia, Montenegro, Slovenia, of course, because 20 years ago we were the same country and we have a similar economical situation. So, and we talk the same language, so we understand each other. And I think it will be great just to open the platform to region and just to unite all those companies to work together.
I mean, this has been dynamic. Where can more people find out about BizBook and about you online?
Well, we are on social, all social channels and networks. And also, we have a website. So whoever is interesting, they can find us.
BizBook.ba. And are you on social or are you on LinkedIn?
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Can you, like Walda, can you spell your name so people can find you on LinkedIn?
So E-R-N-A. SOSVIC.
Thank you so much for spending time with the Women in Tech podcast. It takes an extraordinary team, from customers to incredible teammates to an inspiring, driven founder, to make dreams become a reality utilizing technology. It's not something you can do on your own. I just want to take a moment to celebrate your hard work, and definitely feel free to say hello on her on social if you want to connect with more incredible women in tech globally. Remember to go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com for the Women in Tech Facebook. Say hello at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. My name is Erna Šošević. I'm a founder and CEO of BizBook. We are a marketplace for business deals, and we are empowering SMEs to grow. We're based in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Sarajevo. You're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what Swiss EP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, and you get to meet really amazing people here, and not just that, you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and ecosystem facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.